LA College basketball champs again, defeating Purdue 75-60 in last night's title game in Glendale, Arizona. More details at srnnews.com.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Big weather changes in the not-too-distant future. Today, with a high temperature up to about 79, look for mostly cloudy weather, widely scattered showers possible. Tonight, slow down to about 61. It's tomorrow and tomorrow night with the big deal, widespread rain and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon and more likely in the evening and nighttime hours. Locally, heavy rainfall totals, severe weather risk. And that includes all modes of severe weather. Highs in the upper 70s on Wednesday. Some leftover showers first half of the day on Thursday. Nice weather returning Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. Check out our special spring savings on Kubota zero-turn mowers, like the Kubota Z411. At 10 miles an hour, it makes cutting around bushes, beds, and trees a breeze. Powering Alabama. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. Montgomery Police Chief Daryl Albert has been placed on administrative leave. Mayor Stephen Reed made the announcement Monday afternoon. Mayor Reed did not give a reason for the change, saying that will be announced when the matter is concluded. The City of Montgomery and about 150 residents are filing lawsuits against a company that owns four apartment complexes in the area. The lawsuit seeks to hold the owners of Woodley Oaks, Woodley Terrace, McGee Park, and Woodley Gardens accountable for dangerous and unlivable conditions. If you purchased some weighted groceries or bagged fruit from Walmart in recent years, you may be eligible for a cash payment from a class action lawsuit settlement. Walmart has agreed to pay $45 million to settle the litigation. Impacted consumers can now submit claims for cash payments. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Hustler Turf Commercial Mowers are built tough to work hard. Whether you need a fleet of mowers or a one-man show, you don't have time for downtime. Hustler mowers are over-engineered, overbuilt, and tested well beyond what is required. With the most complete lineup in the industry, including exclusives like a 104-inch Super 104 and 88-inch stand-on and industry-leading warranties, Hustler mowers are ready to handle what you have to throw at them. So build your fleet to be reliable and versatile with Hustler Turf. Find your next Hustler Turf at Diesel Ace Hardware, US 31 North, just north of the Pine Level exit.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available, call 285-3667 for details or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
I'm a waitress, so I know the difference between regular shoes and Skechers slip-resistant work shoes. Skechers slip-resistant work shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera.
Thanks.
While regular shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera. Whoa! And that difference is why I wear Skechers slip-resistant work shoes to keep me safe on my feet. Plus, they're easy to clean and have Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam for comfort throughout my shift. Get America's number one selling work shoe at Skechers.com, a Skechers store near you, or wherever work shoes are sold.
On the other side of the coin, what's really hot today, which has been hot during that time frame we're talking about before COVID, is sales and marketing roles.
Chris Lawrence is with Hirewell. They recruit talent to companies, and he and I talk about the trends in talent recruiting today and what employers are looking for the most. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon, or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
Views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Scott Beeson. Andy Beth Shaver is with us. You don't hear anything?
The echo is back.
The echo is
red. Echo is bad.
All right, we'll look around for it. Okay. And is it only when you're talking or when we're talking?
I hear you echoing in my headphones.
So what's this?
I gotta believe it's.
Hold on, Scott is a
upper down
magician. I would say. How's that?
That seems to be. Now I'm echoing.
Okay, this one right here. All right, try that. How's that?
Now we're cooking.
All right. Listen,
that was fast, man. Way to go.
I know.
Yeah,
well, the problem is, I can't believe I'm saying this, but the patriarchy is there for a reason.
I'm going to hire a security guard to patrol your studio there.
You know what we need? We need what I have on my flowers, guys, because this year
nets.
I got serious. Mm-hmm. Because I'm apparently going to have to grow my own food, is a protective netting. I'm going to put that over the board, and then maybe I'm going to add a little stakes, like a stake here and there, so it'll surprise people, and they reach down to, like a briar that's on a rose.
Yeah.
That
just
makes
put
sense.
Put some blackberries in
just
there.
Just do
those
something
things will
like
hang
that.
Out, just, and they'll like cut you without even
a
second.
Like, who cares? But Sky, we need that, but I can't believe that I'm saying that Sky and Scott, y'all are geniuses.
We need the patriarchy.
I need the patriarchy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you know, we passed off certain things to the matriarchy, and they were multitasking.
You know what? You did.
That is not true.
I did not have the roadcaster on. It's for you guys.
So it's all good. It is all good. So who watched basketball last night?
I did too. You did?
Yes, until about the last 3 minutes, and I was like,
"They're not
Purdue
winning.
Is not coming back.
They're not coming back." I would like to tell you, girl, point of view, and then gentlemen, y'all can take it from here. They shut him down. They shut the guys down on the 3-point line. Like they couldn't. Purdue was ice cold.
They played
the
real
whole
defense,
night.
And they were cold. Yes.
And then I think Edie scored half of their points. I did enjoy seeing the Battle of the Bigs, but I would suggest to you that you are right, Scott. Again, the patriarchy, what in the world?
I know, what a day. It's good that Allison made it so she could hear that.
3 minutes out, and I'm like, it's over.
Yeah. Yeah, it was tough. It was tough. Hey, Al.
Morning.
Just get here when you can.
I don't need my mic.
Her mic's not on.
It's not on yet. You can just be an echo in the distance.
I had to praise the patriarchy this morning.
Ew. Why?
I know. I'm about to barf.
Why?
Well,
because of basketball?
No, he fixed some things, and it was quick, like 10
it's
seconds.
It's kind of like
worth.
You have one job, and Abs is doing it. So she was distracted, and then so we just had to get things going.
I'm
glad you're here, Al.
Y'all keep talking basketball, because I didn't watch it.
Yes,
I watched
please.
Suits instead.
You watched Suits?
Yeah.
The little made-up docudrama about superhero lawyers.
I don't know if I'd call
they're
them
always
superhero.
The smartest.
They're really good liars.
And they're really, yeah, they're smart, and they're flashy and sexy. That's the way all lawyers are, because all the lawyers you know are how much like Suits?
No, they're like Alexander Shannara.
Which, by the way, his new billboards look way better.
The one that says, I'm Alexander?
He fixed his hair, and it doesn't look dark in 1987. Have you seen it?
Uh-uh.
It's on Red Mountain. I was like, oh,
I think it now
hey.
Says, I'm Alexander or I'm something.
What did it used to say?
Call me Alabama.
Oh, I missed that.
Mm-hmm, that was the classic.
So what did I miss, Sky? Anything
UConn
in the
won?
Past
we had a little echo
4 minutes?
At the beginning of the show and got it fixed in record time.
In record time, because we were able to focus. We didn't have anybody being aggressively helpful, pointing and flying and
Sky,
pointing at all the wrong things.
You. Sky, you laugh too much in that.
No. Just saying. I don't necessarily agree with it.
Al
I just
is similar. Look, okay, not my wife, of course, and not any of the ladies here, well, except for maybe Al, who just will flap and...
Flap?
Arms going up and down.
Yeah, I learned
and
it
just
from
yell,
Sky.
And just yell about the things that are broken. And it's not working. It's not working. And you're like, what? What's not working? It's not working. What? And they finally tell you, what's it doing? It's not working. So it gets the stress level a lot higher. It's kind of like when you're like, where is that thing? It's in the attic.
Scott.
It's in the basement.
Scott.
So where in that giant place did you put it?
Well, if I don't flap, then nobody knows it's broken.
Well, we know it's broken. Okay. Ma'am.
I just would like to suggest to you, though, that all men do share one thing in common, and it is an inability
can't
to
see things.
What's
That's
right
true.
In front of you.
Mostly
and
if it's in the refrigerator
rude, but
or
I
the
mean,
laundry
thank
room.
You. Have you ever told your husband, it's right there?
Mm-hmm. I know that one is true.
Yeah, kids are like that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're terrible lookers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
the
problem
worst.
Is because y'all put it there.
We did, and thinking
but,
you
but,
could
but here's,
see it.
Here's last quarter, we'll do 3 months of leeway.
Mm.
Last quarter, it was in the second drawer from the stove. The quarter before that, it was in the second drawer from the stove. The quarter before that, it was from the second drawer from the stove. Last year, it was the second drawer from the stove. And last week, y'all decided that drawer now needed to be a different kind of drawer, and it needs to be moved to the pantry. And then me and the kids are like, hey, where's the big metal spatula? In the pantry where it's been? For how many days might that have been?
That's our prerogative,
3 days?
Though.
Oh, I know.
Yes,
it's
kind of like...
Because it wasn't working in the place that it was for years and years and years.
We want a biscuit. We don't want a biscuit. We want to be asked for a biscuit. We don't care if you ask.
I'm learning a lot, though. Lori and I get along better since I've been doing this show with y'all.
You're welcome.
Yes.
It's like marriage counseling.
Wait, are you serious?
I'm very thankful.
I don't know if he's serious or not.
I am serious.
I do think he's learned a lot.
I know. Having a show with your sisters...
Is yes,
your cousins.
I have
it's a lot.
I have learned a lot of things.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Have you learned the secret of the fight?
Oh. Wait. Let's let Abs talk a moment.
To hear the secret of the fight?
The secret of the fight when perhaps we've just picked a fight and we didn't mean to.
Oh, no, y'all meant to.
But it's really about nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And really, instead of fighting, what we really want is for you to just hug us.
Oh,
no.
And tell us it'll be okay.
I don't know if that's right. That's not Al. That must be you.
And
Al's
what
more like my wife.
Now,
she's
now
like,
there's
no.
times when I do
Inside
need to fight
mind
and I need it.
Of the great. Oh, wow. Okay, a question. do you really not want us to try to solve a problem?
No.
That throws gasoline on it, doesn't it?
No, do not solve it.
That one's hard for me.
We need you to get whatever you drink or eat and listen to us vomit up the information. We have already figured it out. But we are like a pot that is boiling.
Okay. Slow down, I'm taking notes. Okay.
And the pot is boiling over.
Right.
We didn't turn the fire on.
We didn't set the wood on fire.
We didn't do any of that. Scott,
we're just there.
No, you may have. You may have turned it on 6 months ago.
I knew
it. Because we didn't deal with it at the time because we saw that you were grumpy.
Right.
We were like, I'm going to do like my mom said and just save it. So I just tucked it back down in there.
Right. Not forget it.
Not forget it.
No, just
save
it.
But also not treat you badly because I remember that Jesus, Jesus said to like forget sins and, and if we confess them. So I'm like, okay. But then it boils back up because the same things come up again. This time it's worse. But it really has to do with something completely different. And again, the pot boils. And we just want to spill it out because we can't talk to the kids. That's inappropriate.
Right.
And we can't talk to the air. They can't give us any response. So we need to talk to you.
But what are we supposed to say? Because sometimes y'all say things and I'm like,
Scott?
Well, that's easy. Just blah, blah, blah.
No, don't. Just
no, don't.
Right. Why does that make y'all madder, though?
Because we've already figured it out. That's point A.
Why are y'all asking me a question that you've already figured out?
We're not really asking. If you notice, there's no question in there.
Oh, is that what it is?
Thank you. There's never.
See,
we think you're presenting a problem. That's what it is.
Like, no.
This is happening.
No.
Oh well, just forget about it. Don't worry about them. Those people are idiots.
Let her get it out, and then when you're done, oh, this will make her day. Depending if she's salty or sweet, do you want a brownie?
Can I fix you a cup of coffee?
Sounds dangerous to me.
It does. Don't give them anything hot and scalding.
Give them that new McDonald's sweetest coffee. Do you want to order pizza? And you're like, thank you so much.
How much counseling did it take to get to that? I want to go back before counseling, where Al is.
I'm just saying. But then you can see the fire in the eyes when the fight is on. You can see it. Can you not? Where you're like, right there.
I like when y'all start getting all stiff, like, aren't you going to fight? And I'm like, that is not going to go well, but hey, whatever.
Yeah. Yesterday, Chris is like, you're pretty tense. I'm like, yep.
That's a warning sign.
Tense.
I got like an anxiety attack. Allison, what are you saying? Sorry. Anyway, don't offer advice and then offer food.
So just
and if it happens in the car, and then if she's ever staring out the window in the passenger seat,
you say you're okay, and she says fine.
There's a problem.
There's a big problem.
Yeah.
But what if y'all had your headbuds in or earbuds in? Then it's okay. See, there's different things. It's the same look.
For 10 minutes, and we are looking out the window
with no earbuds.
You're in trouble.
Okay.
Yeah,
the whole car is in trouble.
Everybody,
and then you gotta want like, is it? You gotta ask yourself, should I engage or not? Sometimes it's safer to just not engage. Just get to where you're
going. Just keep driving and wait until she says something else later.
Yes.
Why do you not tell us these things?
Well, I mean, you said you learned a lot. We're trying to help you.
We care, and we're like, hey, what's wrong? And that just turns the temperature up.
Because sometimes if we tell you what's wrong, it's an invitation to a fight.
Right.
Because men feel attacked when we feel like we're not loved. And so we need you to know that it's not an attack. Like, we're not attacking you if we say something's wrong.
Al's like, it's an attack.
Sometimes. We're attacking the problem. That's what the counselor said.
I've been a growling, snarling dog and have bit you twice in the last week, but you should love me. That's tough.
It's tough because you want respect and we want love.
What are the signs for men?
We just want to be liked. That's all we care about. All these books about respect. We just want to be liked. We just want to feel like our wives like us.
What about a dude?
Yeah, what are the warnings? What are the flashing blinkers of men that something's wrong? That you need attention?
We're pretty easy.
Yeah, we just want peace, okay?
We just want to know.
And have everything go smoothly.
Because people, you know, you ask these questions before, like, how does this guy like this girl or love this wife of his or whatever? I think it's because she likes him.
Genuinely.
That she genuinely likes him. He's not worried about all that. Like, I think respect is too swanky of the word of what men are really looking at. They just want to know their wife likes them.
What does that look like, Scott?
You know,
like you enjoy hanging out.
Yeah, wants to sit by them sometimes.
Like you're their friend.
Yeah, that kind of
stuff.
Every
now and then.
Yeah, every now and then. Yeah, no, like, you know, like she really likes him. Because like when they started liking each other.
Mm-hmm.
She thought he was great. She was like, oh, I'm going to hold your arm, and I want to wear your jacket and all that. And then, you know, you get older, and they're like, get away from me. You're hot. Or, you know.
Right. Like, temperature
the,
hot.
The man wants the truck with the bench seat so the wife can sit right beside him.
Oh, that's so
And the
sweet.
Woman's
it's
like,
cute.
I want those bucket seats with that giant console. does it come with plexiglass?
Where's the divider?
Right. That's the difference.
COVID, where'd you go?
Right. You heard him. 6 feet apart. 6 feet apart. Even at home. We'll be back.
Hi there, I'm Madeline Cannon with Alabama Home Mortgage. Getting pre-approved is the first step towards home ownership. People are often scared or nervous about taking that first step, but I'll tell you, it's nothing to be scared of. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we will take the first step and every step along the way with you. Call us at 567-4223. We will gather the information needed to tell you exactly what you qualify for. After a call to Alabama Home Mortgage, you will know what price point to shop for, what down payment is required, if any, and what your monthly mortgage payment will look like. We take all the guessing out of it. Then, when you find the house you want to make your home, you are ready to make an offer. Along with your offer, you will submit your Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval letter. This shows sellers that you've already taken the steps necessary to ensure that you qualify to purchase their home. Wait no longer. It's time to take that first step together. Call me at 567-4223 or start the process online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
That's Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor in Central Alabama. So remember the name, River Region Contracting, for all your roofing needs. We're not affiliated with any other roofing company in the River Region. We've been in the roofing business since 2005. We don't have to buy our leads, and we don't have to knock on doors when the storms come around. We have thousands of satisfied customers throughout Central Alabama. So call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
How are you going to use your tax refund? New flooring? New countertops? Carroll's Carpet Flooring America is locally owned and operated by local experts so you can achieve the most beautiful and updated looks while supporting your community. You'll enjoy personalized service that you'll not find anywhere else. They can make your dreams come true with top-of-the-line hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, and luxury vinyl. They have everything you need in flooring. Go to carrollscarpetmontgomery.com or visit their showroom on the Northeastern Boulevard. How do you know once you pass that family and friends will get what you promised and that someone won't destroy or replace your will or trust with a fake one? How many copies of your will do you have and do your loved ones know where it is? Every time you change your will, you have to copy, distribute, and have it notarized. Put a stop to all of this at SecureAWill.com, where your important documents like last will, trust, or goodbye letter are stored until your passing. Then they send your info to whomever you've requested. You'll be 100% safe with voice biometrics and their new video signature. Visit them at secure-a-will.com.
In today's fast-paced world, we don't get enough time to make self-care a priority. Let William Mason Salon in Prattville be your self-care sanctuary. In Aveda Concept Salon, William Mason stylists offer world-class hair care. Their focus on continuing education keeps them inspired and on trend. Come visit their new location at 694 Commerce Court, Suite C in Prattville. Give the gift of beauty with a gift certificate to William Mason Salon. Call them today and schedule your appointment at 285-7200. Find them on Facebook or go to WilliamMasonSalon.com.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Don't forget our friends over at 1819news.com. Actually, there's a pretty good article over there. There's been two or three that I want to focus on in a few minutes, but let's get out to your phone calls. Let's go to Fred. Fred has a short public service announcement for us. Fred, welcome to the show. I hope you're doing well. Happy Tuesday to you.
Well, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I appreciate it. I'm doing my monthly public service announcement. This yes, is Arab American Heritage Month.
April. Oh, right.
That's right. Arab American Heritage Month. It's paying tribute to the Arab Americans and Arabic-speaking Americans. And having said that, I love your show. I listen. And also, Mountain View is the place to play golf. Okay? And I cannot catch a break, Mr. Scott. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Fred.
What was that?
I don't know.
I don't know. But it was funny. Do it again, Fred. Oh, goodness.
Let's go out to GW. He's going to, or their GW is going to weigh in on the woman topic. GW, welcome to the show.
Good morning. This is actually too important. That's why the only reason I called. Is it Ladies of Liberty? Is that what you guys call yourselves?
Yes.
Okay, well, the one, whoever it was that said respect is what the man wants, you're spot on. You know, in Ephesians, Christ said, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church, which Christ died for the church, and he served the church. Everybody gets it wrong. The woman has to serve the husband. The husband serves the wife and loves her as Christ did, and Jesus tells the woman to respect her husband. Mm-hmm. Now, you have, but you know, and I'll go further and say, and I say this somewhat lightheartedly, but there's truth in it. Men are very superficial. We're pigs. And women are much
don't
match
your
deeper.
Words now.
Come on. Well, I mean, we are. Men have the number one need a man has is sex. I mean, that's what's on his mind 24/7, especially when he's, you know, I mean, I talk to my son about that all the time, and I warned him what this is what he's going to go through. This is before he reached puberty. Mm-hmm. But then he wants a woman that looks is attractive. That's his. He's going to be attracted to her before. He's not going to go and say, I want your IQ, and I want to see what kind of resume you got as far as your education. But then, so, which people might find surprising, he wants a woman that other men think look good. He wants a he wants her to be a trophy on his arm. And then on top of that.
So you can't, gosh, that's a lot of pressure. You can't just look good to him. You got to look good to everybody.
That's just what he wants. He wants somebody, but he then wants a play. He wants a playmate. Now, I don't mean a playmate like Playboy. I mean like a fun companion. Somebody go to ball games, go to football games. And that's where women trick men because they hate football, they hate baseball. Or they go fishing, they hate it, but they'll go with them when they're dating.
GW.
That's so true.
That is true. But then they.
I went camping when we were dating, and I would never do it now.
I went camping one time.
They want a woman that thinks he is the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Mm-hmm.
They want that man wants a woman that
to like
thinks
him.
He's fantastic. But no, not like him. She thinks he's great.
Yeah, that ain't gonna happen. You better stick with like him.
Well, but a woman being much deeper than a man, we can't meet that woman's needs. It's impossible. But she can meet ours. But she doesn't want to because we can't meet hers. So it gets to be reciprocating. You can't meet mine. I'm not going to meet yours. She wants honesty. That's the number one factor.
Not completely.
Is for that man to be honest.
Do these pants make my butt look big? Not complete honesty. Just on the stuff that matters.
My wife is 4'8", and she's not a dwarf. She's just a homunculus, okay? Perfectly proportioned short person. But she always asks me, do I look short in this dress? And I say, you're kidding, right? You know, you're really kidding. You've been married 45 years. You ask me if you look short. But then she wants affection. But you can't have affection unless you give her conversation. And by the time we get home,
that's
she
true.
Wants to talk to her off, and we don't got a chance.
Have you seen the clip, GW, where the girl is like kind of wrapped up in the blanket and she's just talking? I mean, it's just coming out. And there is a cell phone with the ball game like taped to her head, her forehead. And she's just talking and he's just looking and watching. It's really good.
That's why you can have sex while you're watching a football game and then gets everything he wants. You know?
Oh, wow. Well, GW, I think you need to go into counseling. Well, you'd be a great counselor. Just say it.
Here's the thing. A lot of people, I think this is actually more important than what people think is financial security.
Yes.
You know, when finances fly out the window, love does too.
Mm.
And, now, they want to be secure, but the other thing they want, this is why you see ugly men with good-looking women.
Please tell me why.
Right here, they want a family man. You will see
that is not why ugly men are with good-looking women.
It's money.
Hey.
That one's money. See? Abs just told you it's money.
It's money.
Well, yeah, money. The size of a wallet influences what your dating ability. But a woman wants a family commitment. She wants a man that is committed to the family. It doesn't matter how good looking he is. If he's not committed to the family, she ain't going to take it.
I think that's changing with the times, GW. I think modern day, the men are more committed to the family than the women are. If you look at all the polling and that kind of stuff.
Everyone has these desires that I just went through.
Uh-huh.
It's just it's reversed. About which is more important to a woman versus a man.
Makes sense.
I can promise you that. Y'all always heard the saying when you first get married, you know, put a jelly bean in a big old jar every time you have sex, and then it'll never be empty. When the second year you take it out every time you have sex, and you're never going to empty that jar.
Thank you, Gina.
Okay.
These are the days of our lives.
We'll be back.
Thanks, Dave, for that. I get older if you're making me wait. If you're leading me out.
This is former Alabama Supreme Court Justice Glenn Murdoch. Alabama is a great place to live and work and raise our families because Alabamians are a good people of faith and traditional values. But a huge gambling bill in Montgomery would change our culture forever. Neon light casinos bringing more crime to our big cities and small towns. Highly addictive cell phone betting and the state selling the lie of lottery riches to the poor and most vulnerable. With all this wrong in the world, this is no time to give up on our traditional values in Alabama. Call and ask your senator to be the leader you elected them to be, to stand strong and vote no on gambling, and keep the Alabama we know and love. Thank you.
Call your senator at 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. Paid for by Alabama Eagle Forum, Box 130-757, Birmingham.
Honey, I got my bonus check today.
That's great, sweetheart.
Let's book that Hawaiian vacation right now.
Actually, I was thinking more like an electrical upgrade for our house.
What?
It's not all that glamorous, but updating your home's electrical system is a great investment, enhancing its value and your safety. The panel and wiring in most older homes were not designed to meet modern demands. The experts at Crosby Electric can update your system to give you peace of mind.
Sorry, honey, but I just want to feel safe in my own home.
Faulty wiring and electrical equipment are among leading causes of most home fires. Crosby Electric will make sure your panel, meters, circuit breakers, and receptacles are up to date.
I can just see us lying on the beach at Waikiki.
And I can see us lying in our own bed, knowing we're safe.
Okay, but next year...
I'll dance the hula in a grass skirt.
All right.
Sleep well, with no electrical worries. For a free home assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com.
This is Johnny from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's, at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Big weather changes soon with a high-impact storm system that'll be affecting us. But today, not too bad, with a high temperature up to about 79, mostly cloudy, some widely scattered showers possible. Tonight's low down to about 61. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, widespread rain and thunderstorms, especially beginning in the afternoon, more likely in the evening and nighttime hours, and locally heavy rainfall totals. Also, a severe weather risk with all modes of severe weather possible. The high in the upper 70s on Wednesday, up to about 73 Thursday with maybe some leftover showers first half of the day. Then nice weather Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
We
we get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, yeah, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way, just a little bit more than the law will allow.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I want to go back to a story that we dealt with a little bit last week, and it was Congressman from Alabama Mike Rogers saying that other congressmen were stupid. Some of them were ignorant. Some of them were ignorant and stupid, and some of them were just stupid, because they were not for sending billions and billions of more dollars to Ukraine. And they just aren't smart enough to know. And Congressman Rogers being, what is it? Is he chairman of Armed Services?
Yes.
He knows.
He's so smart.
He knows that they need more and more in the Ukraine.
Oh, but he, and if you remember, he said they needed more, $60 billion more to wind things down.
Yes, they need more money to stop.
Well, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's the way I do with my desserts. I told my wife I was going to go on a diet, and she said, you need $60 more of cheesecake before you go. And I'm like, you're absolutely right, baby, because I could not just start stopping tomorrow. I need to have dessert 10 more times before I start stopping. And that's what Mike Rogers says, $60 billion more. To me, it sounds like a translation of, okay, look, I know we're almost at the end. The spigot is about to turn off. This is about to be over. How much more can we cram through the pipeline? How many more dollars can we stuff through before our excuse for spending all this money is over?
That's harsh.
That's what I feel like. But here's the interesting part about it. Mike Rogers also goes on, and this week, Jeff Poor has an article that you can find over at 1819news.com, written 2 days ago, where he expanded. And now he's saying that it is cable news and social media that have contributed to the perceived gridlock. See, it is the quote-unquote conservatives, I would say the radicals, according to Mike Rogers, that they're playing to social media. They're following the people, the populace, the Rams. The people out there who don't know, and they're posting things and they're calling their congressman. They're saying, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? He says it's exasperating. He probably said it better than that. It's exasperating. I can't overstate it. When I first got there in 2002, we were still passing legislation like the appropriations bills. There were 12 of them. We would pass all 12 of them on time separately every year. This hasn't been the case since 2010. Now it's always packages of them. We're the only standing committee that passes authorization bills now. They're all frozen with this gridlock, and it's just exasperating. But you talk about the social media. I'm of the opinion cable TV and social media is what's really driving the problem, this problem, because in cable TV, you know, these different cable news networks, they're so-called news. They're really opinion networks. They pick a business model that goes after a certain demographic. They really pander to that, and they keep them stirred up, keep the eyeballs on the TV. All that stuff creates hostility itself. But social media is just taking gas and throwing it on the fire. So what he's saying is that they have members where their sole source of fundraising is online. Congressmen, should their sole source of fundraising be defense contractors? Oh, sorry. And the way they get the online contribution is to do something outrageous on camera, whether it's on the floor with the media that they can tweet out to get the small dollar donors. They raised enormous sums of money doing it. So I don't know the answer. I don't think social media is going away anytime soon or cable TV networks, but it really has distorted the process. Congressman, the process was broken when you got there. Y'all were heading us down this road to disaster long before social media got big. And you know what this sounds like? I'm going to remind people of this. And I know we probably have a lot of new listeners that have just come to talk radio, news talk, news thought radio, et cetera. But this is exactly the kind of thing that the old establishment used to say about Rush Limbaugh. That Rush Limbaugh was running an entertainment program, which he was. But he was telling people what was going on, and they did not like it at all. Washington, D.C. did not like it at all. And they were upset that his listeners were calling their offices saying, hey, why are you voting for this? Why are you sponsoring this? Why are you doing this? Because they prefer to have the old New York Times, the old Washington Post, who just says whatever the swamp wants. So House members and senators are in line with what the Washington Times wants, or the New York Times wants, the Washington Post. And then everything's good. All of us regular people, we don't know any different. All of us regular people don't hear the other side of the Ukrainian conflict. And it's better in their minds that we don't know the other side. This is exactly the same argument that is made against talk radio. That it's our fault that people in the United States know what is going on and are asking the congressman, why are you doing this? Hey, we don't think this is a good idea. Why don't you tell us why sending more and more money to Ukraine is a good idea? Why don't you tell us why it matters? Why don't you explain to us why we just kept poking Russia in the nose, in the chest, in the eye, over and over and over and over, and you don't expect them to do something? That's the kind of questions. That's what they don't like. It's shows like this one they don't like. Now, keep in mind, Mike Rogers says this, that there is a problem with social media, cable television. And then lo and behold, this is what I want people to note. If you get anything from this show, I hope it's the kind of look at what's out there, what's being said. And is it propaganda? Is it orchestrated? Hey, is this just coincidence? U.S. Representative Mike Turner, Republican from Ohio, goes on the Sunday shows. He's on CNN. And he says that Russian propaganda has, quote, absolutely infected the Republican base. So note the similarities. Mike Rogers goes out to Alabama and says, oh, it's, you know, conservative news networks, it's social media, and people are ignorant, and they don't know anything, and that's why they don't agree with us on sending $60 billion more to Ukraine. Mike Turner from Ohio goes on the shows and says, oh, it's Russian propaganda. So there is they're on the playing field, pushing back, trying to make Americans, and it sells so easily. If you're a smart, informed American, you're for sending billions of dollars more to Ukraine. If you're just a dummy who follows those news talk shows or those social media posts, you're opposed to spending money to Ukraine. And I don't believe for a second that it's accidental that they're both out in their respective states and on cable channels at the same time trying to peddle this idea that it is the idiots who don't want to send more money to the Ukraine.
I would like for them to bring that money to the Ukraine themselves and then take up arms and they fight first. If they go first, that'd be great. And then second of all, I'd love for somebody who's a cartoonist to just put a big thought bubble above his head and then owned how much money by the defense contractors when they open their mouths and say stupid stuff like this.
You know what is hard insane. For these guys? It is hard for these guys when they bring them in the little meeting and they're like, okay, here's secret stuff that only you would know. We need to be for Ukraine no matter what. And they're like, oh, I'm the only one who knows that. I'm smarter. Yes, I'm with you. We'll be back.
Just come play with me and you won't get burned. me stand next to your fire.
It's a fact. Guys hate going to the doctor. But when it comes to erectile dysfunction and low testosterone issues, men from all over Montgomery have been thrilled seeing the providers at Montgomery Men's Health. Men all the way up to 95 years old have jump-started their sex drive and energy levels. Lots of men suffer with ED for years, but now they're able to enjoy sex again. Tom from Montgomery said, "Montgomery Men's Health has changed my life. I have been able to be intimate with my wife for the first time in 5 years. She thought this problem was because of her, but the pills never worked for me. I had given up until I went to the clinic and realized there were more options for erectile dysfunction. Now I'm happy and my wife is happy. A visit for only $99, and that includes all testing, including a PSA and testosterone test. Give the guys at the clinic a call at 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com.
The Tears family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
The Harriet 2 offers the finest entertainment in Montgomery with cruises on the Alabama River each weekend. Start your weekend with the Friday night family dinner cruise. Enjoy a delicious meal with dessert and cocktails as you dance to the live entertainment. Saturday, take in the scenic sunset cruise with stunning views and more entertainment. End your weekend with the blues cruise Sunday evening. Relax and listen to the sounds of local jazz artists as you sip on craft cocktails. Book your cruise on the Harriet 2 today at funinmontgomery.com.
It's that time of the year again. Time to beat the heat and keep those pesky insects out of your outdoor living space. Just Blinds and Pratt, with over 35 years of experience, is ready to show you a better way. Keep the heat out, the bugs too, and cool your outdoor space by up to 10 degrees. Whether it's screen shades for your boat dock, sun shades for your outdoor kitchen, Just Blinds literally has you covered. All designed and installed to your satisfaction, and everything can be easily motorized for super convenience. Visit GoJustBlinds.com to get started.
Walking into Zaza Sears Italian is a feast for all the senses. With authentic Italian dishes, craft cocktails, every seat is the best seat in the house. Our new head chef, Chef Quentin, strives to ensure all our recipes are fresh and new. Join us for lunch Monday through Friday, 11 to 2. Dinner beginning at 5, 7 nights a week. Or Sunday brunch from 11 to 3. Visit ZazaSearsItalian.com to see our updated menu and hours. Zaza Sears Italian, a Montgomery tradition for more than a decade. In the alley, downtown.
We used to argue about whose turn it was to clean the gutters. But then I had Leaf Filter Gutter Protection installed.
Wait, I told you Leaf Filter had free inspections and estimates and a lifetime guarantee.
Meaning we never have to argue about whose turn it is to clean the gutters again.
But I visited LeafFilter.com/beacon first.
No, I did.
It doesn't matter who. Visit LeafFilter.com/beacon to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health...
Wake it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Into the program, everybody. Last segment of the first half of Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Scott Beeson. The ladies of Liberty are here. Amy Beth Shaver, Allison Sinclair. Skye's making sure, or, well, trying to make sure we keep it out of the ditches. Big Dave, Jeeves, Petroff, everybody that it takes to go out to half the state of Alabama. We appreciate you listening. Don't forget the number here, 1-800-289-9228, 1-800-289-9228. We are hearing bubblings, rumblings of the state legislature helping us with economic development again, making sure that the businesses need what they need to, or get what they need to help you and I be employed. Because without the government doing things for business, we would not have businesses, apparently. There would just be no businesses without the government. So what is happening, Abs? We're getting we're getting early reports that some crony capitalism. We already have crony capitalism in the state, and it sounds like they're going to beef it up a little bit.
Well, they are, and the good news is we speak Marxism. So we're going to be able to help everybody through this, and I would like to thank friends who have reached out to all of us to let us know this is happening. Guys, just try this one on for size. Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act. I would let y'all get started, but I know you both have plenty to say. Everybody, it is a comprehensive legislation that reforms and modernizes the public workforce system, which, by the way, sounds like we live in Russia. This reaffirms the role of the public workforce system and brings together and enhances several employment, education, and training programs. What the heck? This new law provides resources, services, and leadership tools for the public workforce system, again, that's Marxist, to help individuals find good jobs and stay employed and improves employer prospects for the success in the global marketplace.
Mm.
Okay?
Because we're not going to be successful unless we spend mine and your tax dollars to train employees for certain companies.
Right.
Not all companies, not all businesses in Alabama.
Right.
Just certain companies. Right. And we're going to do that since we fail so miserably in regular education. They can't just take our regularly educated kids and roll them into their training and then do it. So if we did this, say for auto, I don't know who's asking for it, but say it's for the auto manufacturing business, which we love, or Airbus, which we desperately need.
They need
more
to get on the stick.
Alabama-made airplanes. We do, right? Do I get a discount? Do I have like an Alabama card that says I paid to train your employees? I get a 10% discount on my next minivan or my next SUV? Is that what's going to happen? We get Alabama citizen discounts?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? That would seem fair.
I just don't think so. It doesn't seem to work that way.
Hmm. So we're just going to pay to train. And you don't get what I'm asking. It's the government agreeing with the company. Now look, here's what shocks people. I'm not necessarily angry with the businesses for asking for this.
Right.
Why not? You know?
Right.
Why not ask for it? It is exactly like your kids saying, can I get a Snickers bar? Can I get a Snickers bar? Can I get a Snickers bar? I need a Snickers bar. I'm going to die if I don't have a Snickers bar. I may starve to death and die right here in the checkout line if I don't have a Snickers bar. And you don't hate them for that. You understand they want a Snickers bar badly.
Right.
But you say, no, you're not getting a Snickers bar. That's what I want the legislature to do is say, no, we can't reduce taxes, really. They just need more and more money. You know, use some of that gas tax money. But no, it's always coming back. And look, if I voted for economic incentive packages in the past, I did. Early on, it was like, if we don't do this, we won't get this. If we won't do this, we won't get that. If we don't do this, we won't get this. And then some of the lessons I learned was there were some companies, one of them was Gaston, I think it was Goodyear. And it was like, if we don't pass these incentives, we don't give them millions of more dollars, they're going to move. And I was one of the people that said, we'll give them millions of more dollars, and they're still going to move.
Yep.
When that runs out, if they haven't changed the way they do business, they're going to end up having to leave.
Right.
Guess what? They had to leave. Mm-hmm. So why did we give them all that money? And all these things are always about the businesses wanting more, and it's always the big ones. I'm just tired of buying businesses, you know?
Yeah.
It's got to stop sometime. So anyway, we'll try to get the details, but that's on the radar screen, so if people know about it, give us a call. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be back.